Happy Monday morning.
Okay, listen to me. Yeah. Look at this.
Oh, my
Love
God.
Is in the air.
I'm already annoyed.
Where's that bucket?
That's hilarious.
Dallas, I met your mom over the weekend.
Oh, man. I hope she didn't spill any beans on there.
She didn't. All I said, Dallas in Brooklyn. And she said, yeah, I told him not to bring any diamond rings. So did you bring any diamond rings?
No, definitely no diamond rings, but what a fantastic weekend and a glimpse into a young lady's life. So it was great.
You've had a few terrible dates,
yeah.
Before this one. What made you met her on what, Tinder?
Bumble. Actually.
On Bumble.
Yeah.
What stood out about her that made you go, I like this chick?
So you only get a couple photos on either app, and then, you have to write a little something. And in most cases, people don't write anything. And so in this case, she had just a couple little sentences, and it resonated with me. And then, like I said last week, we started to communicate, and it wasn't just, a sentence or two, it was paragraphs. And so, it escalated from there.
So she was down the weekend before this one. She was down in, you guys met in Wilmington, had a day date. You went up to Brooklyn for a whole weekend?
I went up for the weekend, yeah. It was, like I said, it was a really nice, it was a great weekend. To just get a glimpse into someone's life of, like, what's their routine. So.
Have you had a talk about we're going to kind of exclusively date each other?
Yeah, that talk was had. I mean, when you go and spend the weekend with somebody, I think that's, yeah, a good conversation to have. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
And
yeah,
so
right.
What, you both have deleted your Bumble apps, your Tinder apps?
Yeah, we're both no longer swiping on people. So yeah, life is good.
Interesting.
Dallas has, colors are brighter for him right now and all that crap.
Everything's brighter. He's gonna go to work today. He's gonna have a skippity step.
Yeah.
Yeah, life is good all of a sudden. You're like, yeah, wow, I love it,
Well, listen, that's awesome. Dating Dallas, well, I'm assuming it's coming to a close now that she's exclusively dating. Was there anything that you wanted to say to listeners who have been swiping left or swiping right, whatever direction you need to go, that maybe they're like, God, I'm so tired of doing this?
Yeah, actually, what's funny is we were at the train station last night, and people came up to us with a camera and a microphone, and they're like, hey, we're doing this live or podcast or something for Valentine's Day. What do you have to say for couples out there? And then we're like, oh, wow. And so my comment to them and my comment to, everybody would be, take the chance, because you just never know what lies on the other side. And, in this case, it's new, and it's energizing, and it's just so much fun. And I think everybody deserves that.
Well, Dallas, we're both very happy for you, and our listeners are happy for you as well. So congratulations. Glad you guys had a great weekend in Brooklyn, and looking forward to check in with us sometime. Let us know how it's unfolding.
Yeah, we'll check in. How about we do one more next Monday? I got a surprise for you guys.
Oh, oh God!
No!
Just tell me. I can't wait.
No.
Well,
I'm calling your mom.
No, don't you dare.
All right, Dating Dallas. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye.